Here's another one for you. When people give me dates, I try to get them to give me the year first, so I got the code. Let's say the first year you get is 1900. So you're looking at 0000, which is olive oil. Okay, so we can discount the year now because we know she's in the garden and the code is zero. So now we just get straight on to the actual date itself. August 3rd. 3 plus 3 is 6. What does that give us? Friday. Okay, one more for you. We'll do it the other way around. December, code 6. December the 21st. Now, you remember you cast out the 7s. So, 21 divided by 7, you're left with 0. So, December is 6. 21st, still 6. 1906. Now, you think, who's 06? That's Omar Sharif. He's in the garden. 0. So the answer is we're still on 6. It's got to be Friday, the 6th day of the week. Now, as I said, take a bit of time, look at the guidebook, and it should all make sense. Now, if you want to get really clever, you can do this for almost any century you like. You can go backwards or forwards. All you have to do is just learn another set of codes for the centuries. Now, a word on the leap year. There's got to be a slight adjustment for any date that comes in January or February. Now, leap year is any year that's divisible by 4. So, 1944 is an obvious one. 1972. So, when you get a leap year, have a look at the guidebook. It's a very simple, slight adjustment. Now, occasionally when I'm doing after-dinner presentations, let's say it's a corporate day out, what I normally get people to do is just give me their date of birth and I tell them the day of the week they're born on. But occasionally, I get hold of somebody in the personnel department and I get them to feed me a little bit more information than they would normally give me. And then I can turn it around. So I would say, well, January the 5th, 1979, typically is a Friday. And then I say, well, look, does anybody know the day of the week they're born on? Just give me the day of the week and then I'll tell you which date you were born on. Well, I can remember one occasion when I did this. And a Scotsman took up the challenge and he said, there's no way you can do this. He said, I was born on a Wednesday. So I said, oh, let me think about that. Yeah, you were born on April the 4th, 1956. And then I said, oh, and how's your wife Mary and the kids, Bobby and Vivian? Oh, and I hear you've just paid off your mortgage. Well, you should have seen the look on his face. In fact, I went a little bit too far with him and he went and complained to the managing director and he said, now this is an invasion of privacy. So... I do take it a bit far sometimes, but it was worth it just to see the look on his face. Well, listen, this is a great skill to have, and you can have a hell of a lot of fun with it. You'll be known as a walking calendar. And if you think it's rather difficult, my mother, who's 83, she can do it. Right, she's not as fast as me, but she always gets it right. She always gets that day right. Okay, well, if you thought that was an interesting skill to develop, in the next session, we're going to look at ways of developing the photographic side of your memory. We're also going to be looking at ways of remembering directions. So, till then, keep practicing your quantum memory power techniques.